From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast. My name is Jay.
And I'm the artist formerly known as Little Prince.
Nice. How long did you work on that one?
Just during the show.
Just during the show? Okay. Yeah.
Just came to me in a dream.
That might be my favorite Not Your Name opening ever.
Really? Wow.
I think so. I think it might be.
I feel special.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast.
And it actually is.
A true Thursday.
Thursday. Edition. We're not selling out.
No, we're not. Not anymore.
No.
We had another great episode. I loved it. I loved The Little Prince. I was a little worried. I'm not a big fan of Kate episodes lately, and I thought it was
really
pretty good.
I'm always a fan of Kate episodes.
I know. But, I mean, it really wasn't a true Kate episode anyway.
No. It's all of them. It's yeah. The whole story's moving along, and they're answering questions, and, of course, they're throwing up questions. And
are they throwing them up?
Well, not throwing up, but, you know, tossing up questions, I should put a little better than throwing up. Sorry if you're eating breakfast. But I apologize.
But yeah, another great episode. I can't wait to talk about it. But before we get into that, we have brand new t-shirts.
And they are cool.
Yes, from shopsamandnate.com. We have a new design for the new season. So you can click the link right now in the AAC to check them out, AAC feed to check them out. Or you can go to shopsamandnate.com to check them out in the Jay and Jack section. Or you go to jayandjack.com and click the big link on the sidebar that says buy a Jay and Jack shirt. They're pretty awesome. And you can see them right now in the AAC feed. They're pretty neat.
I like them.
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
Good job.
And so we have last recap, listener feedback, and do we have a new crackpot theory, Jack?
Oh, we have a mushy crackpot theory.
What's a mushy crackpot theory?
You'll find out.
Okay.
You can't spoil it.
Well, I've never heard the term, the adjective mushy, be applied to your crackpot theory before.
It is this time.
Okay. And do we have any answers for the season 5 contest?
Not so much answers, but just a few people seen in episodes and stuff like that.
Okay.
And one big surprise.
Ooh. So. Well. So, Jack, what do you say we get into Lost Recap?
Let's do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Lost Recap. Lost Recap. Lost Recap.
All right, it's last recap time. We had a new episode tonight, or last night, and it was titled The Little Prince.
Right.
And we start out on the searcher with a boat searchlight going out.
Yes.
And this is back when the Oceanic 6 were just off the helicopter crash. And mm-hmm. We have a scene between Jack and Kate. And
very touching scene.
It is a very touching scene. And Kate kind of is the one that comes up with the plan on what to do with Aaron.
Right.
And Jack kind of said,
now, do you think that she came up, decided to keep Aaron because she felt bad about Sawyer?
There was something.
I really felt that's why she decided to keep Aaron, because what happened with Sawyer. Sawyer was left behind, and she felt that she had to raise Aaron because of that. I honestly believe that's what it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, when she said, you know, I can't, I've already lost Michael, Jin, and Sawyer, you know, I can't do it.
I can't lose him.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was never close to babies before, because but I think it was the fact that Sawyer made that sacrifice
yeah,
that she had to sacrifice something too, and I think that's why she decided to keep Aaron. So now we know.
Exactly. And Jack then says, well, tomorrow we're going to have to get them to lie and need you on my side. And she says, I've always been with you, Jack.
So all the Jaders were happy.
It was a very Jader intensive scene.
But, you know, Jack didn't answer back, did he?
No, it was kind of like did the little flashbacky sound.
Yeah.
And then it did the 3 years later. I don't think they need to say the 3 years later or the 3 years earlier anymore. Do you?
I think they do, because people get confused.
Really?
They're jumping all over the place. They gotta do that every now and then.
Okay. But we go to Kate and Son in Son's hotel room. Mm-hmm. And Kate is borrowing, I guess, a dress suit kind of thing.
And a perfect fit.
Yes, it was a perfect fit. And she's leaving Aaron with Son. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was thinking that's a mistake. But you notice that she called Kate. Kate called Aaron. Aaron?
Was that surprising for you?
It just shocked me.
So then Kate leaves. And Son,
and then Son calls Aaron Honey. How many different names does this kid have?
It's, you know, a little kid. You give him, he's, you know, he is cute going to
be,
little
when
names.
He grows up, he's going to be confused. He'll be in school and they'll say, Aaron, he's just going to be looking around.
I was called moron and cement head my whole youthful life, and I turned out all right.
You keep thinking that.
So Son gets a package, and in the package there's some documents and some pictures of drugged out bearded Jack and Ben. And then a box of chocolates.
Yeah, some killer chocolate.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get, like a gun.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Yeah, you get shot in the face.
Exactly.
And then we cut to Lost. We come out of the commercial break, and we go back to the island story, which I guess is 3 years ago.
Right.
And
we'll find out later that's 3 years ago.
Exactly. We find Miles getting some water, and we're back to the scene where we just left him in the last episode with Charlotte passed out.
Right. And for 10 minutes, she's been passed out.
Yeah.
And Sawyer seems upset with Faraday. Juliet seems upset with Faraday. Locke is, again, he's off in his own little world.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Sawyer was kind of getting a little testy. He was like,
he was.
What's going on? Damn
it. Well, I think he's frustrated because he can't control things.
Yeah.
You know, he's a con man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically just floating through life. He can't figure out what's going on. So he's frustrated and stressed out. And then Juliet says, just go away.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think you just hit the nail on the head. You know, he's a con man. He's always got he doesn't have any bearings, and he can't assess the situation properly.
As a con man, he's always one step ahead.
Exactly.
And now he's like three steps behind. He's just frustrated.
And Juliet is kind of calls Faraday out. He's like, you know what's been going on. You know what's happening. And he says, I thought this might happen. And
it's like really bad jet lag.
Exactly. And I've never
I've never really had bad jet lag, but I know I've never bled from bad jet lag. I as far as I know, I might have passed out for 10 minutes. But now, do you think Faraday's lying? Do you think he knows what's going on? He just doesn't want to tell anybody.
Well, I think throughout the episode, he kind of gives explanations. I don't think
he seems to know what's going. He had to go tell Desmond to go find his mom, and he has to know what's going on.
I don't think he knows everything, but I think he has an idea or like a hypothesis of what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't think he exactly knows, just kind of in general.
Well, and it's the first time I didn't see him go into his magic book.
I know, right? We may have done it off camera. We don't know.
That's true. But I want to see. I want to see the book.
When Sawyer was oogling over past Kate for like 10 minutes, he might have been looking at the book.
That could be it.
We then go back to Kate, who is at Dan Norton's office, and she basically kind of makes the case, you know, I'll give you the blood if you tell me who your client is.
Right.
And he kind of goes right back, you know, you're in no position, you're going to lose him.
And exchange of custody.
Exactly.
I was waiting for Kate to smack him in the face.
I know. See, I don't know if I like Kate like this. She's usually like gung-ho, punch you in the face, but she was like kind of...
She's a mom now.
I guess so.
She's changed. She's... off-island Kate, she's mom. She has responsibility.
She's softer, I guess.
Softer. She can't go punching people in the face. She can't go to jail.
No one's right? going
she's,
to jail.
She, well, if she hit him, she'd probably lose her parole.
That's true.
Violations.
But still, it seemed a little weird. We go back to the island, and then Sawyer, who was banished from helping out Charlotte, goes to Locke, who's kind of just standing off in a distance. And Locke kind of gives his orchid plan, saying, let's go back to the orchid. That seems where all this started, and maybe you can figure out what it is and get off this island. So
Now, wasn't that my plan a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember.
I said, why wouldn't Faraday just go back to the orchid? Couldn't he go back and control what's going on if they went back to the orchid?
Well, I think, I mean, and this is kind of the main, you know, consensus is that the scene that we saw in the first episode is when they went back to the orchid station, maybe. Yeah.
But this scares me because now I'm on the same page as Locke. So I'm thinking now I want to change my mind.
Is that one of the signs of the apocalypse?
It is. I can't be on the same side as Locke.
Then Miles says Charlotte's waking up, and Charlotte wakes up and goes, "Who are you?" And she kind of collects herself, gets her bearings again.
Now, did you think she might have gone to a different time at that point? The first, like, second, do you think she's like going, where am I at? Who are you? That she doesn't recognize. She's at a different time before she's met Daniel Faraday. That's what I was thinking. And then it quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just, it didn't seem to follow the same kind of thing that happened with Rosinski and and Desmond. Last season that we saw anyway.
Something else is going on. I think it's the fact that something has happened to change time, and that's what's what they're experiencing. They're not, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, but I'm not like officially like denying that's what happened, but it doesn't seem the same, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then, so they start their trek and journey to the Orchid, and there's a new like musical theme that Giacchino put in during the scene, and I loved it. It was really cool.
Part of it did sound, I keep going back to Planet of the Apes. It did sound a little like Planet of the Apes.
It wasn't. It was like something like there's a Planet of the Apes kind, but it was like even like more different than that. I loved it, but anyway, that's besides the point. We then go to Jack and Saeed, and he's kind of finishing up his business, getting Saeed back from having like 10 horse tranquilizers shot in his body. Seriously, how in the world do you not die?
He's Saeed.
I guess so.
Saeed Jahar, and he's in room 133. You know what that adds up to?
What does that add up to?
7.
Wow.
So.
Man. Maybe going back to Chuck and all of the tranquilizers he got shot into him.
That was hilarious.
Maybe that was some kind of training that Saeed had as well.
The bloody rock god is back.
We then, Jack gets pulled out by, I guess, one of the head doctors there.
I was trying to, she almost looked like Harper for a second.
Really? You think so?
When I first saw her, I said, is that Harper? I go, no. No, it's not. But at first I was thinking that was Harper, and then I said, no, it's not.
She kind of scolds him, but I thought she was kind of nice, all things considered, you know, Jack, you know, what he was a few episodes or a few days ago, I guess, in the timeline.
But Jack's pulled it together. He's on a mission.
He is. But he gets a call from Hurley, and Hurley is in lockup.
And Hurley's like the happiest guy in jail. Dude, I'm in jail.
I did what Saeed told me to do.
Yeah. Hey.
And Jack's like, God dang it.
I look great in orange. Yay.
We then, I wonder if Stuart's going to dress up as inmate Hurley.
That would be cool. We got to suggest that to Stuart. That would be cool.
Then Ben is in the hospital. He meets up with Jack. And we go back to Saeed, who's resting in the room. And a doctor comes in. And he tries to trank Saeed, and we all know, just don't mess with Saeed.
You can't fool Saeed.
No.
Saeed, you know, he's so cool. You see him sitting in, he's sitting in the bed, he has his, I think he had his arms behind his head, and he's like looking and going, I know who you are. You're not fooling me.
But, so then there's a nice battle, and he tries to choke him with a little plastic tube thing there.
But did you notice that people aren't trying to kill Saeed?
No, they're just trying
trying to knock him out.
Exactly.
They want to capture him.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that means they're working for Ben?
No.
No?
No, I think it's somebody else. Because Ben already, he's with Ben. Why would he have to capture him?
It's true. But then he says, look at my wallet. And then he turns around and shoots him with two trank darts.
Yeah.
And he looks in the wallet, and then Jack and Ben come in. And Jack looks at the card in the wallet, and it's Kate's address.
42 Panorama Crest.
Is that Panorama City, or is that just a street that has the same name?
It could be Panorama City, but who knows?
Yeah. We then go to Jack calling Kate and says he, you know, needs to talk to her. And we see that Kate is outside the lawyer's office waiting to stalk Norton.
Did you see her look, though, when she saw it was Jack Shepard calling? It's like, oh, what does he want now? Really, if you look at her look, it was like,
oh. I think it was more like, God, this is bad timing.
Do I have to talk to him? He's going to be whiny. He's all crying.
He's going to be hopped up on drugs.
He's just a downer.
But she agrees to meet with him. And then Ben says he's going to go after Hurley. And Saeed decides to tag along with him.
Yeah, let me drive.
Exactly. And Ben says to meet at Long Beach Marina Slip 23.
Which is?
One of the numbers.
One of the numbers.
And we then go back to the island. As Sawyer and Locke are walking, we see the hatch light shining out of a distance.
And I know that made you happy.
Well, yeah, I was hoping they'd show that scene, because that's a great scene. That would have made me cry. But that didn't happen. But it sets us up at the end of season one in the time period that they're in right now. And Locke definitely wants to avoid it.
Right. Well, he knows why.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't see himself.
So they keep trekking, and then Miles notices that he's bleeding through the nose.
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing. And then...
well, if it's Miles, it's okay.
You don't like... I like Miles.
I just... I haven't warmed up to him yet. Sometimes no. I like him, sometimes I don't. Would you want to go on a hike with this guy?
I think it'd be funny. I don't think he'd be like a bad guy and like try and kill you or something.
No, but he's just negative. Can't deal with it.
You don't like the negative people?
Can't have the negative vibes.
We then hear Claire screaming. Surprisingly, it's not, don't take my baby.
Well, her baby's take my baby out.
Yeah, exactly. And Sawyer sees the scene between Claire and Kate when Claire gives birth to
baby
Aaron.
Now, this is one of the questions was, will we see Claire holding Kate again? I watched this scene three times. Holding Kate or Aaron? Oh, holding Aaron. I'm sorry. We never actually see Claire holding Aaron. So that right now, count. It's no. But there is a question, will we see Saeed shoot someone this season? Technically, he did shoot someone.
Just not with a bullet.
No bullet. So I never said that, so.
That's what's going to count?
I guess we'll have to count it.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll shoot someone else before the season's over, too.
After seeing this, does this verify that Kate is Sawyer's constant, this scene between
them? I think so.
Because you saw like how devastated he was when he saw her and knew he couldn't talk to her.
Yeah. He just wanted that one last hate freckles.
But the time jumps and he doesn't see Kate anymore. And didn't Sawyer have like the saddest puppy dog face in the world going on? I was like, oh, poor Sawyer.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
And Locke asks what he saw, but
and then he goes, you know, Sawyer. I'm not telling you.
We go to a commercial break. We come back to Kate, and Jack shows up in his cool Bronco, whatever that car is. And Kate goes, you shaved your beard. He goes, yeah, it was getting itchy. And I look like a creep. But Kate then sees Norton leaving and tells Jack to hop in, and they're going to tailgate.
Get in the car or get out of the way. Something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. We go back to the Islandies. I'm going to start calling them the Islandies. What do you think?
Yeah, whatever. You couldn't come up with anything better than that?
I think that's cool. The Islandies.
The Islandies?
Yeah. No?
No. Okay, that's fine.
All right. So.
Stupid.
We go to Sawyer and Locke, and they're discussing what time they're in. And then John tells him the Hatch story.
Well, he goes, he tells James, you know what time it is also.
Yeah. And
what time zone, what timeline we're in.
But it seems weird because that whole Claire situation was going on when, I guess it all kind of matches up.
I guess.
It was that whole stuff was spread over two episodes, but I guess that could be all on the same timeline.
But you know Sawyer was looking at Locke like he was crazy?
Kind of, yeah.
He was like, when Locke goes, he said, you could go back and correct your mistakes. He goes, no, I don't want to go back and correct my mistakes. Something like that.
I needed the pain to get to where I
right.
am now.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree with him. I mean, life's a journey. You learn from your mistakes.
Well, Locke's had 50 years of pain. He's still making the same mistakes.
He's not making the same mistakes. He's getting better.
You're okay.
So they keep on journeying, and Miles tells Faraday about his nosebleed. And he thinks that it could have to do with time spent on the island and who's getting the nosebleeds first.
He goes, I've only been here 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And
then
he goes, well, maybe.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Maybe you were here longer. Maybe you were born here.
Maybe.
No, he didn't actually say that, but that's what he was thinking.
I think that's what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
And it only kind of even furthers the theory that he's Pierre Chang's kid that we saw at the beginning.
Right. I think a lot of people don't believe it yet, but I think that's what it is.
Yep. They arrive to the Losty camp, but it seems a bit further in the future.
And who wants some Dharma beer? Who
chewed? Sawyer.
Who got all excited for some Dharma beer?
But
Kate,
you know what?
I got to get some Dharma beer.
But they broke the rules. If you drink the last beer, you got to refill the fridge, and they were all gone.
Yep. People don't care anymore. People don't know the unwritten rules.
But the camp is messed up. There's a leash of
Vincent, they holler for Rose and Bernard, and mysteriously, Rose and Bernard are not there.
You know, they have been. They got separated. I can't wait to see what has been going on with Rose and
You'd think and you'd hear Bernard. Rose yelling at Bernard somewhere.
Bernard!
But you don't. You're just a dentist. I want
Rose. I know what I'm doing, Rose.
I want to be more than a dentist.
But it seems the camp has been raided, and they come up to two. What are those called? Are they?
I was gonna look it up. I know it's not canoe. It's
is it like a pontoon or something.
Something like that. We'll call it a canoe, but something like that. I was gonna look it up, but I forgot.
Inside, there's a bottle for Jira Airlines.
Yes.
Inside.
And they get pretty big. It's a good airline, because normally you go on the airlines, they have little tiny water bottles. That thing was huge, wasn't it?
I guess that's in the first for the first so class.
That must
passengers.
Be first. That must have been first class. But so was ever in that canoe was flying first class. So was it Widmore, maybe?
Well, here's the question. How did Juliet know who they were? And this is the, you know, insert. We had the kind of clues for Jira in the promos and stuff like
right.
that that they're showing.
Well, Juliet,
the
that must be some kind of others Dharma stuff that Jira, because Juliet didn't hesitate.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I know people don't want to believe this, but you still can't trust Juliet.
Do you think maybe it's another airlines crash that crashed there in the future?
In the future.
Well, this is in the future from where the time jumping started. You know.
Right. So it could be, yeah.
It seems weird, though, but they take
but
one
she
of these.
She knew exactly what it was. But she used to hang around Ben, so.
She may know a lot.
And Goodwin.
Exactly. So. But they take the canoe and to go.
All right, here's my problem.
Okay.
There's two canoes.
Two canoes.
Obviously, someone has ransacked the village, your huts and stuff like that. Why don't you at least take the other canoe out in the water and at least put it out in the ocean far enough where they can't get to it? Why do you leave the other canoe? It's like, you know, when you shoot somebody and the gun falls, they always run away without taking the gun. I'm going, take the other canoe. They're going to come after you.
Well, I guess I just haven't seen as much TV and movies as you have.
Well, they need me on that island.
This is a typical plot point 2002.
Yeah, I don't even need a book, Faraday. I don't need a little book to go through. Yeah, they're going to come after us because we're leaving the other boat behind.
So they get going, and Sawyer starts to tell Juliet about seeing Kate. But then the other canoe starts to tail behind him, and they're getting shot at.
Right. And, of course, the people shooting.
We can't see them. But
well, they can't they can't shoot. They don't know how to shoot.
No, obviously, they're
shooting. For all we know, it could be Rose and Bernard.
Well, actually, to me, like, I was almost thinking, like, maybe they'd catch up to him and then they'd be the exact same people or something like that. That'd be really creepy.
That would be creepy. I don't think it'd be the same exact people, but maybe it's some of the other losties and some of the log-carrying people.
Yeah.
Which would explain why they couldn't shoot, because the log-carrying people are only good for one thing, and that's dying.
But the time skips just as they're trying to get away. And Sawyer says, "Thank you, Lord."
And then they're in a downpour. And he's like, you know, the actors in that scene,
take that back.
You know, every take they have to do, they probably work their butts off on that
I
scene.
I know. Like, I was like, good God, this is some journey they're taking.
Yeah.
But they keep paddling. They get to the orchid. And we go back to Kate and Jack. And they get to the hotel. And
now, did that look like Los Angeles or did that look like Hawaii?
It looked like Hawaii. It actually even looked very similar to the hotel that Locke met his dad at.
Yes.
In lockdown.
Yep. I wonder if it was the same hotel. Because
it might have been.
The problem with L.A. and Hawaii, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about, I haven't been to Hawaii in a long time, but the air quality is probably a little different.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And that's the problem you have with L.A. scenes to, but there's no way that's L.A.
Well, it's too blue and it's too green.
Right.
You need a little bit more orange and brown. To really truly convey what LA is.
You need chunks of smog to be floating by.
Exactly. But they get to the hotel. They follow Norton there. And Norton goes up to the hotel room, and they see that is, in fact, Claire's mother.
So I go, oh, it's Claire's mom.
Not too fast.
Yep.
We come back out of the commercial break to Jack and Kate, and Jack says he's going to go and fix it. Now, at this point, I thought he was the one that told her mom.
I said, oh, wait, great. Jack, I thought the same thing. Jack's in on it.
Yep, that's what I totally thought that.
I said, oh, he's going to go up there and tell her, hey, you know, I got it worked out. Don't worry. We got it.
Yeah.
But as we find out.
Yeah, we find out. He goes up there, talks to her, and we find out that she doesn't know anything about Aaron. She was just suing Oceanic, and Norton was giving her the money, correct?
Right. And I've never understood this. I can understand suing, but to someone that sues like that, would you keep the money or would you donate it to charity? I don't think I could spend the money.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't bring your daughter back.
No, I mean, I understand suing something like that, but as far as keeping the money, it's not something I would do. I don't know about Claire's mom, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, what if someone gave you $10 trillion? How much would you keep?
Just gave it to me?
Well, out of a lawsuit like that, how much would you keep?
If one of my kids had died,
yeah.
I wouldn't keep a dime.
No? Even if it was me?
Oh, you? I'd ask for $20 trillion and keep every penny.
But Jack tells Kate, we need to get out of here.
Right.
Because it's not what it seems.
So then she goes, okay. Oh, they did hold. Didn't they have hold hands?
Yeah, they held hands.
Emergency break.
That was very cute. But I don't know. This was very much like the triangle was still there, even though they were all separate. Like Sawyer was separated from Kate and Jack. We then go to Sight and Ben. They go into a parking deck, and Dan Norton drives up.
Yeah.
And
Norton Who didn't see this coming though?
You know what? I didn't. Like, I was thinking every other which way, and I was like, holy crap. But
I knew once Jack said wasn't in on it, I knew it. Because I think I said a while ago, I thought it was Son and Ben were in on it. I said, definitely Ben's in on this. I go, it has to be Ben.
But Norton tells Ben that he can get Reyes out quick because there's no, you know, they don't have any evidence or anything like that.
Right.
And Sight says, who's that? He's my lawyer. I love that. We then go back.
Classic Ben. That was a great line.
That was a great, great line. We then go back to the Islandies. They pull up on the beach. And Juliet asks Sawyer. She wants, you know, to continue the conversation and wants to know about, you know, Kate and all that kind
of
stuff.
Now, do you think Juliet is still jealous of Kate?
Mm.
I think she's jealous of Kate.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's taken both of her dudes.
Right. So I think that I don't think she's being a friend. She's a little bit, you know.
Is she sizing up the competition?
I think so.
Okay. But
Juliet needs a man.
I guess so.
Are you
offering your services or something?
Well, if I was in the right timeline.
Oh, man. But she says, why didn't you talk to her? And he says, what's done is done.
He always says that bitter, yeah, it was done is done. Leave me alone.
But they find some wreckage, and they put over a can, and then Locke goes, do you speak French? I'm like, oh, my God, Rousseau.
I said, that's what I thought.
Yep. And
I don't think that was a no-brainer. I thought everyone said Rousseau.
Yep. But then we go to a group in a life raft. They're speaking French, and guess what? They find gin.
Now, did you know that was gin right away?
Not right away. I was thinking...
I said it's going to be gin. It has to be gin.
I was almost thinking like a future Jack.
No, I was thinking gin right away. You can't kill him. He's like a Timex watch.
I'm just glad he's back. I was scared that he was going to be gone, but I'm glad he's back. That's just me.
And that answered a question we've been wondering about all season.
Exactly. Did he
survive? I think they did a great job of keeping that under wraps.
Oh, they did an excellent job because even in Down Day Kim's interviews, you didn't know because he kind of left it very ambiguous, like maybe he was going to be a ghost or something like that.
Ghost, or he's going to be in flash forwards, or, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they don't do flash. You know what I mean? That he would be seen in a flat, like an island scene or something going through time. Yeah, exactly.
So big kudos to the powers that be that kept that under wraps.
Right.
We then go to the dock, and Jack pulls up with Kate, and he says he just wants to keep Aaron safe. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But then Ben pulls up and Kate starts freaking. And he's like, and
Jack goes, it's cool, man. He's with me.
But then Kate goes, it's him. He's the one that did it. And Ben goes, yeah, it was me. It's not your kid.
Not your kid, Kate. Back off.
And we see Sun sitting in her car looking off in the distance with Aaron.
With Honey.
And she gets her gun. So stuff is going to go down on the dock.
So now we find out she blames, I'm assuming, Ben, right?
I would guess
Or Jack. Ben. She might shoot both Ben and Jack.
She could shoot anybody at this point, I think. We then go back to Jin and with the French crew. And
now they seemed wearing... Didn't Rousseau say there were four in her team?
I'm not sure.
I'd have to go back. I didn't have time to go back and check, but I kept thinking. I thought she said there was four in her team.
I think there might have been more.
There were five counting and not counting her, so there were six altogether.
There might have been six. I can't remember those specific. I'd have to go back and watch the episode.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
But the thing that kind of struck me interesting is, didn't the stuff seem kind of modern?
Yeah.
Like the clothes they were wearing and stuff, it didn't seem 16 years ago.
No.
But that may just be me. And like she said when Saeed talked to her, has it been that long? But she's definitely, you know, incredibly younger right there.
Yeah, there's no way it's that she was a lot younger.
And Alex's age, definitely 16 years.
Right. And the message was going around for 16, on a loop for 16 years.
Yeah. So, but it just, they seem kind of like wearing pretty modern clothes. But
now, was that Robert the one that had the attitude?
Maybe.
I can see why she shot him now.
But Jen is with the French crew. And we found out then it is Danielle Rousseau's crew. She introduces herself to Jen, and Jen's
she's pregnant.
And she's preggers.
Right.
And cut to Lost. And another great episode. I loved it.
Well, it's a fast pace. It keeps moving. They're answering questions. Like I said, I think it's gravy the rest of this season and next season.
I agree. They're giving answers. They might be giving some questions, but they're giving answers at the same time.
Yeah, they're still throwing out some questions because we still don't know what Saeed's deal with Ben right now. Obviously, he doesn't trust him anymore, mm-hmm. whereas he trusted him last season. He trusted him 100%. He would willingly kill anyone he could for him. And now Ben's like, Saeed's like, he doesn't trust Ben.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? They gave us answers, or they gave us, I'm saying they gave us more clues or more mystery with
right.
the Ajira Airlines and those people that were chasing them.
Yeah, we don't know who they are.
So we're still getting mystery, but we're still getting a lot of questions answered, and I'm just loving it so far.
And it looks like we'll get more of the Russo story.
I know,
maybe,
excited.
But maybe not we may not get the actress that played her. We'll get the younger version of
it. But finally, I think this is people's answer to, are we going to get a Daniel Russo story, backstory, and I think we're going to get it right now.
I'm excited.
So, all in all, Jack, did you love the episode?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, another great episode.
And it leaves you, I can't wait for next week.
And that's when Lost is at its best. So that's what we had to think about this episode. Jack, what do you say we get into some listener feedback?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
This is Janie. I just have to say that episode was so sick and like, yes, yay, oh my goodness, yay. And, but I think they could have done a lot better job at, like, this, like, at the end with, like, stunning us with Jin. Like, they could have, they should have cut out the whole scene with Locke, like, oh, does that even speak French? Because that, like, gave it all away, you know? And, like, at the end, when she could have been like, this is Rousseau, we would have been like, oh, my God. But, you know, whatever. And so that was a really too much information, but not enough information, and... Yeah.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jimmy in Georgia. I'm just going to call in and say I enjoyed the show tonight. No real theories, anything, just excited to see Jen live and kicking. That was pretty sweet. And I don't know, I was kind of spoiled about Danielle Rousseau. I looked at the Internet Movie Database. Don't do that if you don't want to know when people are going to be on the show. And just fair warning for all the other Lost fans out there. And I don't know, that's about it, I guess, for this week, but it was a great show. I enjoy you guys. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to think about this. All right. See you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Anonymous from Anywhere USA. One thing. Young Danielle is hot.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Clyde and Keyshan from Connecticut. We're first-time callers, long-time listeners. We love the podcast. Just a couple comments. We think it was great that we saw that Crazy Jack got into a little trouble at the hospital, even though he shaved his beard and wasn't crazy anymore. We also caught a commercial for The Unusual, a ABC series that starts in the fall with Michael on it. So it's good to see Harold Perrineau working again, even if it's not back on the island. And we're really happy that Jen's back on the island and not just golfing. So take care, and we'll keep listening.
All right, thank you for those calls. And Jack, you said you had some more information on your Faraday watch situation.
Yeah, because it's been bothering. I know it's been bothering everyone. I know people have been saying, I have been having trouble sleeping. I can't. I'm staying awake all night trying to figure this out. It's driving me crazy. Hey, can we get some answers? And we had Brian from LostTVForum.com.
One of our first listeners.
Right. We had Matt, another Brian, Heath, and we had Ledbetter Productions all sent in screen caps of the thing. And I think the best I can get out is I've kind of compiled everyone's theory that Charlotte's watch said 135.
Mm-hmm.
Faraday's watch, he just left the tent, said either 1220 or 1215. So, there's your answer. The watches are not in sync.
Okay, now here's the big question. Do you think that is directly related to the show, or is it like a prop error type thing?
I'm saying it's a prop error.
Okay.
I don't know. Just
you don't want to open that can of worms?
It was just, for whatever reason, I started focusing on those watches, and then it's all hell broke loose. It was all crazy.
Is then, blood coming out of your nose?
It was, and I was going, oh no, it's happening to me too. It's just crazy. And then we had Chris send in something, a theory on the, we keep going, everyone keeps going on Sun's baby picture. And he had a theory that the reason Sun's not carrying a picture around because she doesn't trust anyone. So not to show the current.
Okay.
And I said, oh, that's a great theory.
That's not bad at all.
A lot of stars do that. They don't want their child's, photographed and stuff like that to protect them. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. That's pretty good. And then I think other ones were that he was kidnapped and he's being held hostage somewhere.
Yes.
Or she, I'm sorry, she.
She.
And other ones is that it's just simply they didn't want to cast the character yet.
Right. We've had a lot of I think we set a record for emails this week.
Oh, I know. It's been insane.
I'm not kidding. I think we had over 370 emails, and that's not counting the duplicate ones. I finished at 10 to 9. And you know how bad it is? I asked you to help me. I mean, I know you're busy, so I said, you got to help me. I can't keep up.
And I did a little bit, but then there was one where I think it had it was a 10-part question, and I think I spent
you get a lot of those, and they're all great, and you read them, you go, but there's so many different theories on what's going on with Charlotte, and who her parents are. I mean, some moron in the question, the contest show last week asked, hey, who are Charlotte's parents? I don't know how many emails on that one, but thousands of different theories on it.
I know.
It's just hundreds and hundreds of different theories on it. You're like, well, yeah, that could be right. I mean, people think it's the Goodspeeds, and people think it's Annie and Ben, and people think it's a lot of people think it's Annie. It has something to do with Annie, which could be right. And a lot of people think it's the Back to the Future theory, where she's starting to disappear because her parents got killed before she was born. Back to the Future is like, maybe I was thinking maybe Widmore's. The guy Widmore killed when he was trying to get away, maybe that was Charlotte's dad. And now that he's dead, there can be no Charlotte.
Well, I think it's confirmed now that Charlotte, was on the island, probably born on the island, since she was the first one to experience.
Right. So now maybe we'll find out Pierre Chang was killed before Miles was born. When they go back to they keep going back in the time loop thing. Maybe that's why they're suffering the bloody nose. But then why did Juliet start a nosebleed?
Don't know. I mean,
now, maybe we didn't see Sawyer kind of smack her in the nose because she kept asking so many questions.
I don't think that happened.
You don't think that
happened? See, that's the thing that's kind of changing my mind about it being that her parents got killed because they're starting to all experience it now.
Right. But then you think, it could still work with Miles in Charlotte. But then why is it not working with why all of a sudden Juliet?
Because she, in the chronological order of who's been there long, she's been there for 3.5 years.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't, the whole thing being born on the island, I don't think the parents being killed ahead of time, I don't think that's going to work now.
No.
Which I thought was a great theory, because a lot of people had it, and I was thinking that, and it was just...
But it does confirm that Charlotte's been there on the island the longest out of those people.
Right.
Because she was the first one.
Exactly.
Did you get promos for that Lost Unraveled thing?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it was...
That was on the show after Life on Mars?
Yeah, as I was getting stuff ready, it was on. It was kind of stupid.
I didn't see it.
They did this thing with action figures, and it was weird.
Really?
And stupid. I don't know. Maybe there's something more to it, and I just didn't get it.
But. Well, they had during the show they had a long commercial for Life on Mars. I go, wait a minute, did I hit something? I kept going to my wife. I go, is this the show? What? Because it was kind of weird how the commercial was.
Yeah, exactly.
I go, wait, did I miss part of Lost? I started freaking out.
But yeah, it was kind of weird. I mean, maybe they'll explain it more, but check. I think it's on Dark UFO and a lot of other Lost sites too.
Okay.
The video, but it was just weird.
It'll be on YouTube also.
Yeah, it definitely will. All right, so let's get into the last set of calls here, and then we'll get into the Season 5 contest update.
Oh, we'll do it.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Karen calling from the Chicago suburbs. I love tonight's episode of The Little Prince. Thought it was great. I really like the idea that the law firm of Agostini and Norton are paying out the settlement for Oceanic Airlines. That's really interesting. And I think they're setting up for some kind of showdown between Ben. It'll be Ben and Mrs. Hawking versus Abaddon and Widmore. It was great to see the Ajira Airlines water bottle showing up there in the canoe. I think we're going to see that in a later episode. I didn't have time to figure out the anagram for the Canton Rainier name that was on Ben's truck, but I'm hoping you guys will have time to do that and tell us what that means. I loved how they integrated Jin back into the story and synced him up with Daniel Rousseau. That was just fabulous. And the best part was seeing Hurley at the L.A. County lockup in the orange jumpsuit. That was just precious. It was a lot of fun. I can't wait to hear your first thoughts on the episode, and I'll be listening. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Drew from Jacksonville, longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm just really excited that Jin is back on the show. And I had a bit of a theory. It's kind of strange, but I'm wondering if maybe Richard Alpert is so old is because he came from the Black Rock when it first crashed on the island. Because really outside of the first two seasons, we haven't really seen the Black Rock. I'm thinking maybe that's where it came from. Anyways, thanks for the podcast, guys. I'll continue to listen. You rock my socks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Zach. This is Leslie from Kansas. I just finished watching The Little Prince, and I have a question. If Rousseau met Jin back in the late 70s when her team officially came to the island, then why wouldn't she have recognized Jin in 2004 when she came to the beach and told them that the others were coming with the smoke signals at the season one finale? Or maybe she did, and she's trying to cover it up. I have no idea. I was just wondering how that would be possible. My head hurts. Time travel and my head hurts. Kind of like Charlotte. Not a good combination. I love the show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Lucas from Virginia. And I just finished the episode. It was a great episode. My favorite of the season so far. Anyway, just a thought or something that I noticed was after Jin washed up on the shore, Rousseau's team was asking him about how he just wound up crashed in the middle of the ocean. And I remember Rousseau said something, and she called some guy Montan. So just waiting for him to lose his arm. Pretty exciting. See you guys.
All right, Jack, so we have our Season 5 contest update. Let's
right.
update us.
okay, update it. Episode who appeared, Jin was in this episode, so he's now up to 2. Charlotte Woo-hoo. Is up to 4. If she keeps bleeding, the count may stop. I'm just saying. Hurley had his little cameo in there. It was great to see him again. And we decided to go with the yes on Saeed shooting someone because we didn't really say with a bullet. He did shoot the guy, so you have to say it. And the question was, if you said yes, it was worth 4 points. And again, he's still got, what, 12 more weeks of episodes, something like that. He'll shoot someone before the season's over again.
Yeah, I think the way his war path he's on right now.
And that we did rule that I because I watched it three times. I kept rewinding it. That Claire did. I never saw him her holding Aaron. Because that one came. I was complete shock on that. I wasn't spoiled on that one at all. And I was like, "What's Claire? I didn't think we were going to see her all year." I'm sure you were upset because you don't like her. You probably fast forward through that scene because you just can't stand her.
No, I just.
She's not your girl anymore, and you're kind of bitter about it. So.
No, I was fine. It was short enough. And it was back when I liked her because she was still pregnant and fun and happy and not whiny all the time.
You gotta give her a break. She's a new mother, a single mother on a crazy island. She's got a kid that's probably keeping her up all night long, and you're complaining that she's a little whiny?
Because Charlie was a good guy. He was a good dad figure, and she was always being really hard on him and being hot and cold with him.
Maybe that was future Claire. And they'd been together for a long time.
Oh, my God. Seriously, all this time travel stuff, I'm seriously going to have a brain hemorrhage.
It is crazy. And like I said, we go back to all the emails that we had. It was just like, some of them I was like going, they were great theories, but I was like going, you're killing me.
And they guys are too smart for us.
And they would answer back. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, our podcast, come on. We're not smart enough to answer all these emails. Come on. But it was a lot of fun. Like I said, today I was supposed to have a snow day. It didn't happen.
I did.
But I got to work at 9. Before that, I was answering some emails. I answered from 9 to like 11:30, and from like noon to 1:45, and then from 3 to 5:30, and then I came home from 7:30 until 10 to 9. I finished them up.
Woo!
I think I did 130 emails today.
Yeah, I would have done some today, but Wednesday is my busiest day.
So. Yeah, because we always try to make our goal is to we answer all the emails before the episode starts. But I was starting to panic. I didn't think I was going to make it.
But we still did it.
Right.
Or you still did it.
Well, you helped out. So this time, when people will thank thanks Jay, you actually might be thanking Jay.
All right. Are we? But, are you?
But
ready
saying,
for your
but saying
theater
that,
of the week?
I don't want to break our record this week because I'm really busy this week.
So I mean, I'm ready for this mushy. Is it mushy?
It's a mushy. I think it's a mushy.
What does that mean?
You'll find out. Okay. You don't like to be spoiled, do you?
Okay. No, I don't.
So back off.
All right. Okay. So let's get the drum set ready. All right, Jack. Let us hear it.
Okay. So we're watching tonight's episode, and you have the two main two love interests in Kate's life.
Yes.
You have now clean-shaven Jack. Right? And you have Sawyer, who's not clean shaven.
Yes.
You think going through time, they'd find a razor, but he hasn't found one. You saw how.
He got his shirt. Then he's got his shoes.
He did get
a razor.
Yeah, then he's going to be fine. He didn't get his Dharma beer, though. And I know that's. He's making him a little edgy. You know what it probably was? Bernard drank all the Dharma beer.
That mean man.
He's just a jerk, you know. When you work for Dharma, you get thirsty.
Man.
I think we're gonna find that out this season, but I'm just throwing it out there. Oh, but anyway, God. Going back to my mushy theory.
Okay.
So you saw Kate, not Kate, Jack, Jack Sawyer, how he was looking at Kate.
Mm-hmm.
He loves her.
Oh yeah,
there's
totally.
No question. I don't think Jack loves Kate. Jack is just there because he thinks he has to help Kate, has to fix Kate, make Kate's life easier for her. I think
so
he cares.
Same situation with his first wife?
Right. I think he cares about Kate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he cares about Kate the same way Sawyer does.
Hmm.
So my theory is, it's two ways.
Okay.
That either at the end, Sawyer will end up with Kate because Jack's going to step aside.
Wow.
Or if Jack... ego won't let him do that, and Kate, because Kate did say, "I've always been with you," and that was like an awe moment.
Yeah, it
that
was.
Sawyer will either he will die because mm-hmm. Kate's his conscience, or he will volunteer for some kind of suicide mission at the end of the season, and he will die. So either he ends up with Kate, or he's going to be dead.
Wow.
So just cut and dry. I guarantee that's what's going to happen because I saw it. Jack just. He cares about her, but not in a way mm-hmm. that she's not the love of his life.
Wow.
And that's my theory.
I like it. I really like the theory. I don't think it's mushy at all. I just think that the Jaders are going to come after you and kill you.
I took some heat for the whole Penny dying thing last week, but I think Penny, I'm sorry, guys. Penny's a goner.
Man, so you're just going after all the shippers and Penny destroying
does not
their dreams.
Penny does not survive this season. I don't write the show. You would think I do, but I don't write the show, so it's not my fault.
And that is your
theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. So, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Okay, it's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. That's hard when you're not
talking. Yeah, it's hard when we're on like the Skype delay.
Right. See, this is proof that we didn't see tonight's episode ahead of time. You know, the worst part is?
What?
What are those things in between? You know, they come... They show like 5 or 6 minutes, and they cut away for like 3 or 4 minutes. Then they come back to the show. What are those things in between?
Commercials.
Commercials. That's what we've been missing the first 3 episodes.
You know, I kind of like it though, because it's good for my note taking.
But you know, we could just pause it.
That's true.
Then we'll rewatch it and stuff. There was no pressure to get it done right there.
You can send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's against last podcast at
gmail.com.
And don't be afraid to email, because Jack complained the whole episode.
I was just amazed how many emails, because the episode was good, but I think there's so many questions people have and so many theories. It was a lot of fun, but I was stressing because I didn't think I was going to be able to, you know.
Well, we actually also set a record for downloads for a podcast. We pretty much peaked at 50,000.
Really?
Downloads for the episode. Wow. So about 10,000 more than listeners than we usually get for an episode. So
I guess that shows you that people really like the season and what's going on. I mean, because
yeah.
I'm looking at the email thing right now, and it's like we already got 15 or 20 emails already and like tons of phone calls. So it's I think people are going to be, like I said, we said 100 times, you're going to be happy you stuck with the show.
Exactly.
And I'm just kidding. But we'll answer everything. Just send it in. Even if I don't know the answer for it, I'll answer it.
All right, and you can check out our website at janejack.com with all important information related to our show. Check out our Twitter page. Follow us on Twitter for the latest updates about us and our show. Join our Facebook group, which already has over 1,000 members. I think our Twitter almost has over 1,000 members.
Wow.
Also, check out our new shirts at shopsaminate.com. You can click the link on the sidebar.
And they are should have they the are new very, link they are very soon. Cool.
Yeah, they're nice. And the girl shirts... It's a different color than the boys' shirts, so cool stuff. It's a cool blue. I think the girl ones turned out pretty nice, but the guy ones are cool too.
Hey, and speaking of shirts, you know the blood all over Faraday's shirt?
Uh-huh.
That's just not matching the tie.
Well, I love the new logo that we worked with Sam on. There's a lot of nice little goodies hidden within that
it's
logo.
It's really nice. I was happy the way it turned out.
So check them out. Get your newest Jay and Jack shirt for this season. And trust me, you're not going to be disappointed. They're pretty cool.
Also, we got the Autism Speaks telethon coming up March 21st, 22nd.
Yes, we do.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Email us at lpdonate@gmail.com for more information.
Right.
All right. So I think that's about it.
I think we can get out of here.
All right. So
I need to go watch the episode again.
Me too. It was great.
It's just fun. I can't wait
to hear what people thought and their theories, and we'll hear them on Monday's show.
Right.
All right, see you guys Monday. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.